Hello, everybody. It's another week, another episode of Digital High from Entertainment Fuse, your podcast for gaming news and discussion. I am the mean king of gaming. I am Aaron, always and forever. And here's Vince, trying not to laugh.
Can you go by mean ginger instead?
But mean king of gaming rhymes.
Yeah. I guess.
Mean ginger of gaming. That really rolls off the tongue.
No, just the mean ginger. That's all you got to say.
The mean ginger. How about cranky ginger? Because maybe it seems like I'm cranky. I don't know. Mean ginger. How about ornery ginger?
Only if someone brings up Comcast will you get cranky.
No, there's a lot of things that'll get me cranky.
At least on the show so far.
Yeah. Remember Nintendo got me cranky too, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize to anybody if they think I get angry. Like, I'll admit I get pissed off at Comcast, but, you know, that's because what they did and everything.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so, but if anything else, it's like, I don't bullshit. I don't hold anything back. Truth sucks. And you can say the exact same thing to me. It's like, Godzilla movies are stupid. They're guys in suit. And I'm waiting for you to tell me something I don't already fucking know.
I don't think he's still a guy in a suit, though.
I think they changed
it. Now it's like, it's a dwarf in a suit.
If it's American, it's CGI. So far, Toho, their last one even back in like 2004, I think. That was, or no, it might have been, yeah, 2004 sounds about right. Final Wars was a guy in a suit still. So that's just their way of doing it.
Before the show, you said you hadn't seen X-Men yet.
I have not, no. You're going to, though.
Such an awful nerd.
I know. I'm actually not a big X-Men fan. Oh, my God. I just pissed off some people.
You mean for the comics and movies or just the movies?
A little bit of both. I mean, I've never been
I grew
a
up
huge
with the cartoon.
Fan.
I loved
the cartoon. The cartoon was awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
That's where it was very cool. But I was very, like, just into. You could have done, like, the Avengers and they have, like, a similar story, and I still enjoyed it. To me, it was just a really cool show to watch with really good storyline to follow. I loved how it was, like, a bunch of it, like, a lot of them had, like, our overarching storyline, a bunch of little different episodes that would have, like, their own little unique things.
It still holds up. They're all on YouTube. I randomly watched a couple, like, a year or two ago.
I think they're on Instant Prime Video, or Prime Instant Video on Amazon, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've seen on there. But that or maybe it's Hulu Plus. I think one of those two has it.
Yeah, I think I've seen it on like Netflix or Amazon or somewhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're all on YouTube. It's not just go to YouTube. It's easy. All
right.
But and the Spider-Man show that really like the Spider-Man show,
yes.
Batman and X-Men are
the '90s
three.
Are the best for comics. I mean, that's how we got Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn got her start from the Batman the Animated Series, for God's sakes. No, like I think. Only two or three other characters have ever done that. They were a cartoon character, then they did so well, or like a show character, then they did so well they decided to put them in the comic books.
Yeah, and I like that version of her, not this, Arkham City. She's hot. She's a hot blonde cheerleader. I like the court jester, you know, silly, crazy, kill you, Harley Quinn. She wasn't sexualized at all.
You may want to check out the comic book version. Like, there's Suicide Squad, but now she's got her own standalone comic book series. And it's okay, but I think the editors at DC are kind of fucking it over. Because she can be psychotic and everything, but at the same time, she's more into settling down. And, like, she's tired of, just falling and, trying to be Mr. J's little love slave and everything. She just wants to live her life her way. And turns out when she was Dr. Quinzel, Harley Quinzel, she had a patient who absolutely loved her, not in any sort of weird way, just that she thought she was a really nice doctor. And when he died, he gave her some property in Brooklyn, I want to say. It was Brooklyn or Jersey. And
I know DC has real locations. I thought they just made up shit.
No. They used like Brooklyn and Jersey and stuff like that. They're trying to be more like Marvel with that. Especially like what would happen with Forever Evil, in which like the entire world went to shit with the Crime Syndicate. But that's something for a different time. If you want to know what the Crime Syndicate is, basically take the Justice League, like Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, but 180 their personalities. So like there's Ultraman, and not like the Japanese Ultraman. Like it's still red, blue, gold, but he's like really messed up too. Like Ma and Pa Kent were like crackheads, and he pretty much forced them to raise him until he was like 8 years old, and he burned the farm down that he forced them to live on, and then with them on the farm town, the farmhouse. When he was a baby and the shuttle carrying him to Earth, because Krypton was dying, it was basically like, you suck, you're stupid, you're lame, you won't be anything when you grow up. So it's like the worst origin story ever. It's like not bad. It is still kind of shitty how dark and cruel it went. But just like, man, that would, if someone had that upbringing but had Superman's powers, would be a sadistic bastard.
So he's from Krypton too.
But he's from a different world, a different universe. Another dimension. That's what I mean. Another dimension. Because like Wonder Woman.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is Superwoman. And like Green Lantern is Power Ring or something like that, or The Ring, some weird thing like that. But they all exist. They're just named different, but they all have the same powers. Hmm. So.
Yeah. I mean, in this X-Men Days of Future Past was pretty good. I like it more than Cap, too. It's probably my favorite X-Men. It's weird because like, don't expect a lot of action. There's not a lot of action. It's more just about the characters and the plot and, you know, just more down-to-earth type things. There's no crazy... Well, the Quicksilver screen, the quick silver fight is actually, like, really good. It's, like, it's almost it's the equivalent to, like, Nightcrawler in X-Men 2. It's, like, he's that good, and he's, like, the new character that you just want to see a lot of. Unfortunately, he's not in it a ton, but that Quicksilver... scene was really good. It's probably one of the best action scenes in any comic book movie ever. Like right up there with like Nightcrawler.
Really?
But other than that, it's not a lot of action, but it delivers in everywhere else as far as the acting. It's probably one of the best acted ones between James McAvoy and Fassbender. I'm not a huge fan of Jennifer Lawrence, but she did what she needed to do in this. And of course, Jackman is always good.
Right.
The future characters aren't in it a lot. It's mainly about the past. It's probably 90%, maybe 85% about the past.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping, because it that's what it seemed like it's supposed to be. It's like, yeah, what happened with X-Men 3 or whatever the hell that one was called. They're like, this kind of got screwed over, so let's reboot, and we're going to, sorry, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, but we're not going to need you that much in this thing. We're trying to go with these guys. Mm-hmm. Really push the younger, up-and-coming people.
I hope, if I worked at Fox, I hope what Fox does is kind of go into like a Marvel route. Like maybe 1 year have the past cast, and then 2 years later have original cast. Or I think doing it every year might be too much, but doing it every 2 years is rotating between the two casts. I think that would be good, especially the way this ends. I want to see both casts. I just don't want to see the new crew.
So you want to see like from where the storyline is currently going. Like, because from my understanding, I've not seen it, so I can't really spoil it. This is my assumptions, but they go back in order to fix the past because, like, Trask or somebody, or Senator Kelly dies or something like that, and that starts the whole humans versus mutant war, which, of course, explodes to the point where Trask unleashes Sentinels, and the Sentinels not only kill mutants, they also start going for humans, and then basically, like, the end of civilization as we know it. So they need to restart it. So from that... Yeah. You want to see like Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen,
Hugh
Halle Berry, all of them, in this new storyline.
Yeah, because like the next one is X-Men Apocalypse, and that's in the 80s with Fassbender, McAvoy, and you know everyone in the new crew, and where they leave off, I think it's like 2023. I think they like let's say Apocalypse comes out 2016, then they should have an original cast movie in, you know, 2017, 2018, just rotate back and forth between that. I'd rather them do that than just stick with the past people.
Well, I remember you were talking before, we were talking before actually with the cartoon version of X-Men. They had, if it's about Apocalypse, he actually had access to time travel. And there's actually a point when he went in, like back in time during like one of the first few episodes. like the first season, and he like altered time. So that could be a possible way in which basically how you could tie in both the young and the old, or like first class with the late class, or you want to call them. And
yeah. I'm not saying they need to go against the same enemy, but I'm just saying it would be nice if both cast had their own movies, because they're both casts are good in their own way, and okay. And those characters are good in their own way. Like, they can, the next movie could be, you know, the 80s with Apocalypse, and then the next one, the one after that, can be the original cast going against, I don't know, Mr. Sinister or somebody.
You okay.
Know, I'm not saying they need to be intertwined again or flash back and forth, but
right.
each group of actors and characters having their own movie would be interesting to see. Especially as Fox hinted that they kind of want to have a shared universe with Final Fantasy, with Fantastic Four. No one wants a shared universe with Final Fantasy.
But no. Want such intense emotional characters like Lightning, who likes to talk about. But anyways, that would be cool. Like, I really hope we can get that, the combined Marvel universe. To me, that is what would kill the DC movie franchise in regards to how Marvel is. If all the different companies can sit down and be like, we will make millions if we can have Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, the Avengers, X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's never going to happen.
But if that happened, though, you can't tell me.
Jackman said, I think the last month or last few weeks, he said actually multiple times he wants to be an Avengers. It's just that's Fox and one's Marvel Studios. But Fox owns X-Men and the Fantastic Four. So that's why they would interact with each other, since they're all owned by the same people. Just like Sony's doing Sinister Six and Spider-Man, since those are the only people they have.
Right. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think it would happen. I would love for it to happen if it'd be possible, but there's too much money grubbing, and everybody's like, nope, because it's like, I want to get more money than them. And it's like, they would, all those combined companies together, they would make millions, because...
Yeah, everybody would win. It's more egos and...
Yeah.
Just everything, and not even from the actors, just from the executives and stuff.
I can make Amazing Spider-Man 3 do more money than Captain America 3. I bet you, bring it on.
Well, they were talking shit about like the whole Batman Superman Cap 3 supposedly coming out the same day. Like the actors are saying how we're gonna beat. Some were saying it in more joking ways, and some were more serious. Like, oh, we're gonna beat them.
I'm not holding my breath. What I did hear about that, from my comic book shop, I sat down and talked with the owner and a buddy of his, and he brought up Kevin Smith, and of course we're like, oh God, was he gonna like suck more Ben Affleck's cock?
Well, they are like best friends.
They are, and I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just saying, it's like sometimes he can be a little too buddy buddy with Ben Affleck. It's like, it's very cool to be that way, but. At first, that's what we came up to, and it's all joking manner, so I don't want to piss anybody off. That's what we were assuming. We were just having some shits and giggles time with that. And they said, no, actually, it's going to be not Batman versus Superman. That's not the best way to think about it. From what he's gathered, and he does kind of an inside little thing of it, a little bit inside source, this is Justice League Part 1. That's why, and it was a dead giveaway. That's why it's kind of, to me, it's a dead giveaway. That's why we have Batman and Superman, along with Wonder Woman, a confirmed cyborg, and I think Aquaman, Marshmallow is still a rumor. So I think Aquaman's something they're wanting to do. But
I think it's just those first four are the only ones that are confirmed.
There are a few. If you go on IMDb, there are a few people. They don't have names, though. Because the Flash is getting his own standalone series, and Green Arrow, it has his own, and apparently Arrow is doing great. I need to sit down and watch it. But they were talking about doing those two characters because of how well they're doing, but how will they handle it? Will they just do the TV actors? Will they get new actors? Will this be the same? Will this have the same continuity with the shows? Will it just be different, completely just standalones? You know, how are they going to handle that?
Mm. Yeah, I doubt it'll cross over. It for people who love Green Arrow and Flash, then that would be good for them. But I think Green Arrow will work. I've just seen like commercials and heard good things about the show, but I don't think Flash will work because he's just too young. He wouldn't I think Flash should be around the same age as Batman, Superman. He shouldn't be, you know, 17.
Well, I mean, I agree, but at the same time, it'd be kind of interesting because Flash has always been, well, Flash, he's always been kind of the young at heart and the clown of the Justice League. He's there to be the smiling warrior or something like that. I remember, what was it? It was like Justice League Unlimited, and basically there was some serious superhero, and he just couldn't understand why Flash cracks jokes like he does and is so lighthearted. It's like the city is almost destroyed, and you're laughing at this. I don't understand it. And he just shrugs it off. And eventually another one of his buddies on the team kind of goes, I don't get it out of there. And all of a sudden the dead serious guy's like, I understand it now. He is basically the clown of them all. He is the fool. He plays the fool for the people. These people were near death and destruction. And all of a sudden he saves the day and let them know everything's fine and dandy. He makes them laugh. And to me, a kid can do that. A young Flash can easily do that because he can crack jokes and keep everybody on his toes, and he's got the potential and the possibility, but Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman can kind of hone him and really polish up the diamond in the rough that he is. Because he's easily one of the most powerful people in the DC universe with his the Infinite Mass Punch or whatever it's called.
I hope that's not the name of it.
Because the whole thing, you know, velocity, it's speed or velocity, can equal mass. So the faster an object is going, the more mass it has, hence why a car going 20 miles an hour does less damage than, say, a car going 100 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Well, he can speed up he can go so fast that basically the mass of his punch is nearly a limitless amount. It's nearly impossible.
I get what you're saying. This is an awful name for a
movie. I know, but I mean, what are you going to call it? The Omega Ton Punch or some shit like that?
Dragon Punch.
This is not Dragon Ball Z. But, I can kind of see why they were thinking about doing that, because look at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I tried watching it. It was okay. And then I heard it got better. And I think you were the one who told me it got better.
I haven't seen an episode.
No, okay.
It looked lame off the bat. So
cast looks
as bland as possible. I'm surprised. And I've liked all the other Josh Whedon shows, but like that one just looked bland from the start.
It kind of is because they don't have the right. Basically, you've got this world of Marvel to play with, and it's like, well, we'll have Sam L. stop in, do a quick 15-second cameo at the end of an episode, or, you know, like maybe Tony Stark calls in or something like that. They don't know how to play. They've, you know, bring in Squirrel Girl, you know, bring in those kind of people that are already.
Don't bring in Squirrel
Girl. Well, no, I'm just saying because they can be, you know, something to shake it up. You've got a huge, wide array of people to play with. See if Deadpool is still under license from Fox or something like that, and bring him in or have him be like a target or something to talk about. But I've heard actually it got better. And with that, it probably helped it stay alive, if not possibly get it higher, is because it had the tie-ins with the movies. Granted, some of the tie-ins were just absolute junk, and they're so loosely tied in it wasn't funny. But think of how Batman versus Superman would do when Arrow and or the Flash are involved with it, and they're talking about that, and they're kind of providing free hype for the movie because they're going to tie in Arrow, the Flash, and the movie Justice League Part 1 all together, and they're kind of doing this uniformed continuity with their whole system.
I don't see that happening. I don't even think DC is that organized to pull that off.
And they're trying. DC's actually doing pretty good. They're trying to get on the indie stuff. Like they have Vertigo. It's not if you go to a comic book shop, you're not going to see a Vertigo little spot. It'll be marked as DC, but they have a little like indie company called Vertigo, and they have a lot of really cool stuff like Coffin Hill, which is all about like witchcraft and dark sorcery, dark magic, and witches, and very cool stuff like that. And The Wake, which is about like mermen, but not like the mermaid. We're talking vicious, cruel, powerful, ancient beings that basically destroy the world. They flood the entire world. And stuff like that. So DC is kind of getting their stuff together. They're trying. I don't think they're ever going to do this good in movies as Marvel has, but they're trying. And that's why I'm I like to side DC when I can, because whenever someone tries, I want to give them a shot. That instantly earns me a shot. It's like, you're going to try it? You're going to risk it a little bit? All right. I'm going to give you a shot instantly.
I mean, I like the DC movies more. It's just, as far as popularity-wise, it's obviously Marvel by a landslide. Because they have the quantity, too. They might not necessarily have the quality, have the quantity. And there's never really been a good... Look at the other mediums. There's never really been a good Marvel TV show. There's never been a good Marvel animated movie. Like, DC is good at animated movies. They're good. And in some ways, I prefer animated movies to the live action stuff, since the animated movies usually have better fights and it's usually smarter, or might have more gore, or, you know, it just feels more mature, which is weird since it's an animated movie, but it really is. Sometimes it goes too mature, like it, that Flash one got Flashpoint, got violent as hell. There's like headshots everywhere in that. But DC's definitely better at the other mediums, if not besides film.
It's always been Marvel has the silver screen, DC has the small screen, because DC, as far as movies, they're too well known for like Joel Schumacher's Batman, crap like that. And basically letting Tim Burton have way too much control with Batman Returns. But Marvel, they've tried things such as, oh God, what TV shows have they done that just flop? Well, they tried the Wonder Woman pilot that, thank God, never even made it on the TV. They did Lois and Clark, which is always just meh. Smallville had potential, though. Smallville is good for like 3, maybe 4 seasons. You got to admit that.
Eh, I mean, it was never bad. From what I saw, it was never bad. It was just so female focused and so melodramatic and stuff.
Eh, I'll semi agree with you. I don't know about female focused. I mean, they were trying new things like with the blonde girl, kind of Chloe or whatever.
Smallville is more feminine than Buffy.
As far as like support characters, yeah, but as far as the primary characters, you had except for Supergirl, you had Cyborg, you had Flash.
Well, I'm just talking about it being so relationship based.
Well, yeah, but that's so they can get the girls involved as well. They're targeting a teen, trying to get like those tweens and teens to watch it as well.
Well, so yeah, but Buffy and Angel and stuff were actually more about it wasn't just about relationships.
Yeah,
it was
more
just
organic,
like Twilight. Love triangles and shit.
Yeah, that I'll agree with you. I mean, that a lot of that just felt too forced. But I mean, they were trying to do the whole thing where it's not Superman, it's Clark Kent as a kid, and you know, all kids have hormones. Of course, he's gonna have the horn bones for Lois Lane and Lana Lang and all those kind of stuff. But they did way too much of a focus on that. It was too much ping pong. It's like, oh, look, he wants to jump her bones. Oh, look, he's having daddy issues again. Oh, look, he wants her now. Oh, look, now he's got to have problems with working in Metropolis. Oh, look, now he's got to deal with this brokenhearted issue.
I mean, his relationship with Lex was interesting, but that was even that got like a little too, I don't know. They kind of ruined that, too. CW doesn't have a lot of good shows. They never really did.
I mean, Supernatural, so that's always been keeping it going. Supernatural's been doing well. I mean, they're still going, and I mean, not to...
General Hospital is still going.
I don't know.
After like 40 years. This is a soap opera my mom watches. It's been around since the 60s. It's still going.
Well, if it works, it works. If people watch and they can make money on it, why not? But, I mean, if you look at Constantine, I mean... To me, that's Supernatural, just one British guy.
Watch Supernatural. It's just one of the shows I kind of question why I watch it. I've seen like nearly every episode of Supernatural. It's just not a very good show.
It's fun. I mean, sometimes you watch it usually for a specific character. So
I mean, Grimm is more like Supernatural than Constantine is, at least from that Constantine trailer.
Right, but not to point fingers at Vince, but we've been talking about comic book stuff and movies and all this, and we've not been talking about video games. And one came out, and it's doing super phenomenal, and it's one of the best games of 2014. It's Watch Dogs.
I actually got kind of bummed when I read the news story that it was Ubisoft's fastest selling games. Because like Ubisoft has put out...
Selling is one thing, but the fact matters because everyone was thinking it's going to be this great immersive and living environment, and what the fuck did we get?
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's like if they put out so much like good and creative and different stuff, and I so far I prefer like Blacklist and even Black Flag, and huh, I just noticed they both have Black in the title, but I prefer Blacklist and Black Flag to Watch Dogs, you know, by a mile.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
well, did you watch the video I sent you where the guy shows like all the problems? Yeah, it's like, seriously?
He was purposely finding stuff a little bit and nitpicking a little bit. But yeah, it is. It's not really broken. It's, to me, it's just bland. It's like just really, really bland.
Here's what I thought of it. Basically, it looks good on the outside. You know, there are things like if you shoot water, it doesn't react with it. Like sometimes the cars are almost made of titanium in some regards, not entirely, but it has solid controls, but there's no core. I mean, there, as far as traveling, there's everything is almost context sensitive. Like, I remember I went to a construction site. I was doing a gang hideout. And I saw the obvious yellow ladder to go up this one platform and another yellow ladder to go up to another platform. I was like, okay, there's that. Or there's scaffolding right here with an almost step ladder. It's just a ladder in an angle. It's like, why can't I walk up the freaking ladder? It's like, okay, because it's not context sensitive, I guess. Thank you for not including something Infamous had as far as climbing. And I know that was more like superpowered kind of stuff, but still, you could have at least jumping in the game. And
are you sure there's no lift to take you to that like those stairs?
No.
Okay, because sometimes there are lifts that will take you up.
It was I know about the lifts and stuff like that, which is I like the hacking and using that, but it just seemed to me like some of it just was left unpolished. It's like they focus a lot on those pretty cutscenes and all the different outfits you can wear. Some of those cutscenes were like look really good.
I don't think so. I don't think this game looks good at all. I think GTA 5 looks better in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If Rockstar comes out and they say, we're making Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS4 and Xbox One, I am immediately trading in Watch Dogs for trade-in value for GTA 5 and PS4.
It sucks that you bought it. I'm glad I didn't buy it. I got it through Gamefly.
I feel completely ripped off. I feel if this was maybe $30 or $40, I wouldn't be as ripped off. But a full price $50-$60 game? No, it is not.
They kind of tricked people. Maybe it's not as bad as Alien. What's the name of that? Yeah, Colonial Marines. Maybe it's not as bad as that, but this game doesn't. I actually went back and looked at the E3 trailer. It does not look like that, and it does not have those physics at all. Even though in that E3 trailer, they kind of show it at night, they show it in a windstorm, they show it when it's raining, and the weather effects aren't like that at all. The physics aren't like that at all. The textures and lighting aren't like that at all. Like, this game definitely got downgraded. So, sometimes when people say, oh, I bought a bad game, boo-hoo, I'm just thinking, well, that's kind of on you for, you know, you saw the gameplay video, you knew what you were going to get. But if someone just saw the E3 stuff and hasn't seen the more recent stuff, they thought they were getting a way better looking and way more next-gen game.
Yeah, this was I picked this one game specifically to be my first next-gen game. And I was like, this is going to be great. It's going to look good. It's going to be a lot more powerful and be able to play around more. It's supposed to have this really cool environment and all this stuff. And it's like, what the hell happened? Where's my game? I got like a quarter of one. I mean, it's not short. There's a lot of stuff to do. But it's like, where's its core? It just feels like a really, really good demo. It just feels like there's some things missing from it. It annoys the hell out of me. Like, perfect example, money in this game is useless, except for clothes. You can, every weapon, every car you want, just play the game, and you unlock so much crap in here. And usually, I'm not against that. But in this regard, it's like, so why should I even buy anything? I'll just buy clothes. You know, how about some modifications? And I understand they're technically, you don't buy the car, and that's your car at Grand Theft Auto 5. They just kind of steal you another car. It's like, well, can you? I at least recommend you buy, like, when you're going to steal me a fucking car, you steal me a red one?
You know, you can't mod your weapons either.
No, you can't. There's no modifications at all.
You can add a scope or add, you know, a fork.
How about like Bill made so I can like make my own, like design my own clothes at least, or like we're just saying, mod my weapons. Can I put a flashlight in my rifles? Can I put a laser sight on maybe my sniper rifle or my handgun? How about I can put some neat techno stuff or technological stuff on my cars or my bike or what have you? And I just have like limit to me only like two cars or bikes or whatever. And those are my primary things, because when I'm playing the game, I'm looking at it, it's like, why would I ever want to play to drive a truck in that game except for durability? But even then, I don't need a durable truck. I just need a fast car because I can just hack traffic lights and make car crashes happen at intersections. Mm-hmm. You know, I can make the blockers pop up and stop cop cars and all this crap. It's like, why do I ever, except for I'm guessing online multiplayer, which, Vince, I don't know about you, but I can't find that.
I found ever. It. Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah, I found it. I did a few matches.
How was it?
It was fun. It's weird because, like, I think it's called online. I think it's called, like, team something. Yeah, it's, like, it's a few different ones. I did the team one. It's basically, it's almost like neutral flag or a neutral bomb in Halo. You're basically walking around. Well, it's two teams. One, then the item is in the middle, and you basically pick it up, and then you're trying to get it from the other team. And basically, it's uploading to your phone, so it's going from 0% to 100%, and then you got to either kill the guy who has it or get near him as he's like, you know, driving away, so you can kind of hack it from him. Yeah. So it's basically like you're just fighting over the bomb. And it could be interesting if it was more on foot, but for the matches I played, it was just way too much driving. It just felt like I was playing like some weird open world, like Burnout, like a bad version of Burnout Paradise almost. Like it was just like too much driving. Like it's some, maybe it switches up the area and sometimes there aren't cars. I'm hoping sometimes like you're just in a factory or you're just in an area and it's too, you can't go through the entire city. It is, some of it is redded out and you are enclosed in somewhat of an area, but you can definitely drive for like a quarter of a mile. So it was just too much driving. But I did like the online hacking as far as like one versus one.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. I've only done one real one, I think, because everybody has to do the one you're forced to do and which you're about to take that mission. And it's like, oh, you're being hacked. You need to go kill the guy. And it's at that center square or whatever. And that's just some AI person.
But, yeah, I've done that and I've done a few. I had a few people come in my game. One time it was a little bit annoying because I was like, okay, I'm going to buy some. This is before I realized you don't need to buy guns. Like, it's my first time going to the store. I was like, I'll buy some guns and I'll go to the Yellow Dye, which is the campaign mission. And then I was driving to the gun store. And then it's like, oh, you've been invaded. And then I had to find them. It's pretty easy to find. The thing is, you don't walk on the street. You either like, you like climb a, you try to find a ladder,
you hide
climb
somewhere.
A building. Are you like going to a dumpster or something? You don't. I tried to do it like the Assassin's Creed multiplayer type. It's very similar to that. I tried to do it that way. It's just like stand in a crowd, but that really doesn't work. So yeah,
they'll just shoot people because there's no real what there's to me. I haven't found a reason to be a good guy or a bad guy. So like when I first got hacked the very first time where it's like you have to be, I just start shooting to the crowd. It's like, all right, eventually I'll find this bastard. It's like, and I see somebody running. It's like, oh, there he is. Pop. The second guy, he had it almost right. Except he messed up. He hacked me first, and then he went up a ladder. It's like, there's not a single NPC in this game that goes up a ladder. So it's like, okay. And for some reason, my guy defaulted to a grenade launcher. I'm like, whatever. Boom. Boom. Missed him. Run, rabbit. I'm going to get you. Boom. Keep on running, boy. I'm going to get you. And here's the funny thing. He went off a ledge, and this is why I fucking love this game. 30-foot drop will kill you. I don't know how far. I don't understand that. I can understand like maybe severely wounded or something like that, but instant death. Like even in the video, he shows like he drops from the top of a tunnel in a subway thing, and that killed him. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. I thought this guy's supposed to be like a parkour kind of guy. He drops from 30 feet and he dies. That's why I was looking at the guy. It's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get. He's gonna jump off. Seriously, boom! You have killed so and so. I'm like, no, I didn't. I watched him commit suicide. But Like we were saying before, it just feels to me, like I said, if Grand Theft Auto V was announced for PS4, I would instantly trade mine in because that has a lot more customization in it, and it's, to me, has better connectivity. It's online because it's Uplay. I don't know if you've been having problems, but I don't know how many times I've seen you've been disconnected from the Uplay servers. All online functionality will begin again once you reconnected. And I've been hearing a lot of people having problems with that, connected to Uplay servers. Yeah. And
I never signed into Uplay to begin with. I'm surprised you liked the controls. To me, I thought they were weird. I thought it seemed like they changed them up for the sake of not having GTA controls.
So no, I didn't say they're... okay.
Well, you say they had good, tight controls.
Okay. As in, they're not fantastic, but they're not bad. They're reliable, you know.
Yeah, I thought the camera was a little too close to his back at times. I wish it was further back, especially when driving. I wish the third person was a little bit further back. In GTA, you would just hit, you know, select or whatever button, and you can choose between, you know, four or five different camera styles, whether it's first person or closer up or further away third person or whatever else. And this is just, it is what it is. But the controls are a little weird because I'm playing on Xbox One, obviously, and it is, you know, normally reload is X, and in this is left stick.
Usually
when you're driving, like handbrake is A, and this game is B, and it's just a lot of just weird stuff. It's like they were trying to be different for the sake of being different.
It feels like to me, and this is just, if it's just me, whatever, but it feels like they listened to the people of that complained about the really dumb stuff in Grand Theft Auto V and online, and like, okay, we're gonna put that in our game. It's like, oh, I hate it how people can just drive by and kill you. Okay, so you can't shoot while you're in a car. Everyone else can, but you can't. You can't throw grenades out your window. You can't shoot a handgun. None of that kind of stuff. It's like, well, why? Why can't I? Don't care if I have the worst shot in the world. Why can't I at least, you know, use my Uzi, stick my hand on it? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, to me, that made no sense. But that's what it felt like. It's just like, where Grand Theft Auto V was being bitched about, where can we put that in our game?
I don't think that was ever a big complaint. I just think they didn't want to do it. And another weird thing, I think this might be the first third-person cover game I've ever played that doesn't have blind fire.
Yeah. No, right? That's
my first
true.
Shootout. I was like, okay, I got this guy running at me. I'm going to hit right trigger, and he's going to blind fire. Well, wait. Come out of cover. Like, what third-person cover-based game doesn't have blind fire?
Yeah, and it even shows you the reticle, and it'll turn red. It's like, oh, he's perfect in range. I can start shooting him. Nope, you have to pop out and aim in order to shoot him. It's like, so I'm supposed to kill myself and supposed to get this guy? What the hell? Why even bother showing me that? Make this a first-person shooter then if I can't use blind fire? And to me, is it me or is like the stealth seem off? Like it's not actual stealth. When they have like Assassin's Creed and everything, and enemies can react to you and not to simply feel delayed. Everything, like even in that video, shows like he just runs around, whap, there's one guy, whap, there's another guy. It's like everybody, they see you for a second or two, then they react by shooting you.
I think it's easy.
It's too easy, I think.
I don't think it's broken, but I think it's easy.
Well, okay, I shouldn't say broken, but I think it just seems to me a poor version of stealth. In this day and age, especially from Ubisoft, when they have games like Assassin's Creed at their belt, which is heavy in stealth, this game's like...
I don't think Assassin's Creed is heavy in stealth at all. Splinter Cell is. And actually,
I apologize.
It has a few Splinter Cell and other Ubisoft mechanics. I mean, like that video pointed out, it has Assassin's Creed run. It has the spy cam and lure system of a Splinter Cell. And I mean, just the whole like multiplayer and like driving around thing, it seems like what they're going for with the crew. So it's just weird that it feels like it just has these different elements. It's like Ubisoft sending an email and say, okay, Ubisoft Montreal, just give us this code. Ubisoft Shanghai, give us that code. We all put it together in this open world game.
Yeah, it feels too much like a hodgepodge or a mixed bag. And like, I don't know how many times I've messed up foiling a crime because I'm trying to hide behind a wall, but they decided to put in like some garbage or something right next to me, so I can't actually stay right by the corner. I have to like stand at an angle and just kind of look like my character's staring at a wall while I'm just trying to angle my camera to look around the corner. It's like, you could have made a simple button, like, and you click in the left stick, and that has him crouch down. And then you can crouch down wherever you want. You don't have to do a cover-based system. It's just if there's cover, you just crouch behind it. It doesn't have to be context-sensitive. You know, I don't have to hit X and slide into it, and that's all I have to do. How about I just stay low if I click on that left stick? Like, wasn't that what I think Splinter Cell did that. Like, you just click that down, and all of a sudden you're kind of crouching down while you're walking around.
Splinter Cell has a cover system.
Well, I know they have a cover system, but I thought there's also a way, because you can also run and walk, but there's also a button you can start crouching, so you're move slower and actually
you're stealthier. Can do that too. Yeah.
So
I'm forgetting the name of that like futuristic cyberpunk stealth game from a few years ago.
System Shock or Deus Ex?
Yeah, Deus Ex. That was really all about just bending over behind stuff. Like, yeah. It didn't have a cover system at all.
Pretty much. And that was like stealth was a little bit overpowered in that one. I remember I just destroyed a boss because I had the invisible setting, so I just kept on going invisible, walk up behind him, just take a shotgun to his face, run away, go stealth again. That's another game.
This isn't bad. Like, I think if you're listening to this and you're bored in this like spring, almost summer time drought, I think it's a good game to rent. I'm definitely glad I didn't spend $60 on it. If it wasn't for the weird controls, if it had a story that I cared about and voice acting, some of the voice acting is okay, some just But it's just got, and like some of the smaller things, when you were talking about clothes, you can't preview the clothes on.
No.
Like, you just see a small picture of the outfit.
And that's it.
You see a small picture of the outfit on Aiden, and like it's just like his shoulder up, and then you just decide from there. And sometimes it's just weird. It's like I had to go to YouTube. Because
the lighting can be different.
I had to go to YouTube to actually see what all the outfits look like. And I went to YouTube. I was like, okay, I'm getting this outfit. I'm getting that outfit. That outfit is awful. I never want to see that outfit again. Like, it's freaking 2004 or something. Like, it's 2014, and I'm looking on YouTube just to see what the outfits are going to look like. That's ridiculous.
Wow. But, okay, you were talking about the story. Do you think this is a little bit too inspired by Batman? He's a normal human. It just seems to me like they're trying to make this into a superhero kind of thing, because you can be a good guy or a bad guy, like you can in Infamous. You are inspired because your character's inspired, rather, because there is a death of someone very close to you, and your family is what really drives you to keep on doing what you do. And by being, and you're known as the vigilante. That's kind of like how the public knows you exist, is there's the vigilante.
That sounds closer to the Punisher than Batman. But no, I would say this is just a boring, bland, lame story. And it's weird. I don't think is it a big spoiler saying who died? They say it in the first 5-10 minutes. I don't think it's a big spoiler. But I'm going to say it. His niece dies. And that's
spoiler.
It's so weird because you always hear, you know, my wife and kids.
Wife, yeah.
My wife and kids died. My parents died. This guy's in a car with his niece and nephew. It flips over. His niece dies. And
just
a niece dies. And it's just weird. Like, this is obviously in real life, if your niece is murdered, you're gonna feel bad about it. But it doesn't translate. It's like, say you killed my third cousin. I'm coming after you.
Well, I can understand the whole niece thing. I mean, some people are like that.
I get it in real life, but it doesn't translate. It should have been his daughter. It felt weird that's not his daughter.
Yes. It seemed a little too close. Like, he was living vicariously through his sister. It's like, so this guy, he didn't do anything, and he's this huge family man. And to me, I didn't understand any real backstory. How did he become a hacker? Like, I'm assuming maybe if down the road in the storyline, the campaign, it's going to tell me with Aiden and what's the guy, the Gimp. I don't know if you got that far, but
he says the old guy was his mentor. I doubt they're going to go more into it than that.
But I mean, like, how did Aiden get started? I mean, he seems like a halfway decent guy. You know, he's kind of like a public defender of sort, and he's doing it for being a hacker, and I guess he's that's where I don't understand where he's coming from. It's like,
I think he just hacks the people he thinks has it coming, and the game wants you to do that too, because you can walk by people and hack their bank accounts, but you're only supposed to do it for like the a-holes. You're not supposed to do it for everybody.
Other people have music or cars. Have you hacked cars from people yet?
Yeah.
I don't know how in the hell I hacked a car from someone. That was weird. I was like, wait.
You downloaded their key? Because maybe they just have digital keys.
Well, no, because like the whole thing is like you can then buy the car and then have that sent to you, which is kind of weird. I mean, I'm all for that. I kind of like that. But I really wish sometimes the car would be dropped off a little bit closer. Every now and then.
You have bought a car.
I had like $50,000. And I was like, well, I'm going to have another 30 in about 30 minutes. You make obscene amounts of money in this game.
Does your car disappear?
When you start, if you restart?
If you, like, I wasn't buying the stuff. I was, a few times, I was like, oh, is this a cool-looking motorcycle? It's a blue motorcycle. I'm wearing a blue coat. I'm about to wear it. I'm about to drive. I'm about to steal that motorcycle. And then I would drive it, and then a cutscene would happen, and my motorcycle is completely gone.
Okay, yes and no, because I've had one where I drove up in a motorcycle to talk to the gimp guy when he makes his comeback. Minor spoiler alert. Where I left off at the cutscene, where my guy kind of got teleported to the cutscene, I went back there and my motorcycle was sitting there. But if I have to restart a mission, and this really pisses me off, if I have a nice car, like I order like a muscle car or sports car or even a budget car, and I picked it out specifically for this one mission or whatever, and let's say something happens, I messed up, either the car is next to you blew up, and I'm doing a criminal convoy kind of thing, and the car is next to you blew up. And I restart the mission, no car around me. I was like, so I started the mission. You saw it in the little thing where he's like, oh, this guy likes to beat up women. Ha, I'm going to make sure he gets a few bruises or whatever. And when I start over, no car nearby me. And it's like, I understand I can reorder the car, but there's always a good chance it'll be like a city block away from me. And those convoys are always moving. Or it just seems like whenever you have to restart a mission, it's messed up because the fixer driver whatever missions, I had to drop off three cars, and the third car they only give you a minute to get to the goal, and I could not do it in a minute. I needed like maybe 2 or 3 seconds more, and if I restarted, it put me outside the car and with only a minute to go there. So I was in a constant loop, so I had to restart the entire mission and then basically do it in one go. I had to get car one, car two, then car three, and drop them off as fast as I could because I needed like extra 2 or 3 seconds. I understand.
Were you using focus when you drove?
No.
Okay. This might be why. You should use focus like just like you would with Franklin in GTA.
See, I'm trying to avoid it because it's like something I'll use every now and then for like shooting, but I'm trying not to for driving. Because me, if I think about using for driving, it's because I'm trying to aim in like GTA 5. But
I mean, like I said, Franklin had it's the exact same thing. Yeah, Franklin had
it. I had a feeling that's what it's going to be like, and I didn't want to go that way. It seems cheap, but anyways, the other like minor. This is a very very minor complaint. I know I'm nitpicking about this, but. With those kind of missions, there's a marker. And if you're not in the marker within 4 meters, you do not continue. You don't end it or whatever that phase is. You have to be, I think it's in 4 meters or less of that marker. And I remember I stopped a car. I was 5 meters away. I just default because most of the things, it's like just a little area. You got to be in the area. Then you get out of the car yourself, and then you go on to the next car. This one, no. You have to come to a complete stop. 4 foot or 4 meters or less on that marker, and then it automatically kicks you out of the car and you have to race to the next car. I was like, I'm 5 meters away. Why does it not count? I mean, come on, guys. Did Crazy Taxi back in the late 90s, early 2000s, whenever, did that have a bad system where just instead of a little specific minor spot, it gave you a giant range? That didn't work? Okay.
I haven't tried the side missions too much. I've pretty much done Criminal Convoy a lot, and this is really the only one I've liked. I've read the other ones. I've seen videos of the other ones. I actually did the running one where you have to like it's almost like some weird arcade 80s 90s game where you're running from point A to B in a time trial, and you want to collect the gold. You want to collect Yeah, you want to collect the gold coins, and you want to avoid the red like cat face or something. I mean, that was okay, but Criminal Convoy is actually pretty fun. I just wish you had more time to set up. It's a pretty short route that they're taking.
I can't get those ones to work for me. Every time I get nearby, those are those cell phone game things. Every time I've gone up to one, it's like, cannot access this yet. I'm like, what? I'm sitting right here in front of it. But some are kind of fun, like the eyeball ones. You want to do that's where it's an intrusion. It's usually pretty easy. You just got to unlock a little control panel, and then you can hack it, and you can hack some person's computer camera, and you can get a little glimpse in their life. And sometimes they're funny. Like there's Aisha Tyler from who people know from Archer. She's in there, and she kind of goes on about like DedSec, and I think the Vigilante. I think it's DedSec. And she gives a little thing. If you have not seen it, it's very funny. I don't want to spoil it, but she kind of has fun with her character, I think, in that. So that's very cool. But one was very depressing. It's basically, I hacked it in this guy's house, and the guy was dead. And then I hacked his phone for his voicemail, and his son was going to come by and be like, you know, Dad, I know you just think you're going to be a burden, but we really want to see you. We're going to come by, and we're going to come pick you up, and, you know, you're just going to stay with us for a little while. You know, I know you think you're going to be a burden, but, you know, we really miss you. It's like, that is really sad. This guy's dad is dead. He's going to come by, find his dead dad, and it's like, you know, he loves him so much, and the family loves him, and it's like, wow, that depresses me a little bit. But then someone's just like a mom who's stressed out because her kids are raising hell, and some are just kind of weird like that. But there's those. Yeah. The ones you can like scan a dead body. And
oh, yeah, I did do that. I did one of those so far.
That was kind of creepy, but it was at least.
It kind of reminds me of Deadshot in the second Batman game.
Yes, yes. Have you done any of the scan ones, the QR scan BS things that are really stupid?
No.
They're so annoying, but they have like a car or something connected to them. Which basically, you have to find this one specific camera, and then you look, and it lines up a QR code, those black and white little things that you can like scan with your phone. You know what I'm talking about? And then you have to find the right fucking camera, look at it, and then you scan it, and that's it. It's like, it's not really anything that intense, but so annoying, because it's like, usually what to do is find one camera, and that links another camera and another one. That's a fine system and all, but just to find that one specific camera is just out of reach for me, it's like, I can see the damn thing right here. Why can't I just, like, you know, climb up this building, you know, parkour a little bit, and then take a picture of my phone?
I'm surprised you thought he's a parkour guy. He can't even jump. You can't even jump in a game.
Well, I know that's what I mean, but he's like sliding over cars. They show him like sliding over cars and things like that. It's like, all right, so sliding over cars, that could be a hint towards parkouring, which like, so he's supposed to be like the manly man kind of thing as far as when the hackers call him. It's like, the dude doesn't jump. He rarely does anything. 30-foot drop kills him. He's got glass knees, for God's sake.
Well, it'll probably kill anybody.
No, not a 30-foot drop.
Yeah, I mean, it would be instant, but you could die from a 30-foot drop.
Well, you could, but if you did straight down, straight legs, or like that, or went head first, yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
If I don't do anything, like say when I hit the ground, if I don't roll into a ball or something like that, I'm possibly going to cause serious injury or possible death to my part. So I believe I'll take the necessary precautions. And it's like the weird thing is they allow you to do it. Like I remember once I was looking at the wall, as I saw it look like a little little sign thing. Like, all right, I'll just cheat the game and I'll land on this like thin sign that any guy would be like a former video jackass, and like I split myself down the middle. No, I'll just land there perfectly. And I hit circle to vault. All right, vault. We dead. And like, all right, I can understand being severely hurt. I can understand maybe putting in an injury system or now at the go to the hospital, get like my broken leg fixed or whatever, but instant death? No.
It's not a big deal. But
it's an annoying.
I think it definitely has its flaws, but I think it could be a good start of a series. I mean, maybe Ubisoft should take it to like a different character, or maybe a cool main character in a different city next time. There's definitely gonna be another one with this being their fastest selling game without question. There's gonna be another Watch Dogs, and hopefully that'll be next gen only and will actually look next gen, because I think Dead Rising 3 is more technically impressive than this game. It's really nothing impressive at all about this as far as t- technically. I mean, the controls are a little weird, but they work. So, and the multiplayer could be cool. They just need to do a few tweaks as far as the team adversal stuff.
Yeah, true. I don't know with that, because to me, the with GTA 5 or GTA Online, rather, I think they have weaker online. I was assuming they may have like a content creator, because with the whole hacking thing, you know, you hack the game, quote unquote, and that allows you to make custom matches, or not maps per se, but layouts of certain areas of the map. Like, you pick this one area and you can put down, say, maybe a couple of exploding steam vents or something like that, and you can alter the map a little bit and put down.
Why did you think they had that?
No, I didn't think it'd be nice, because to me, that's where GTA Online bests them, and they were a last-gen game. It's like, I don't know, it just seems like
I mean, I think the coolest thing about GTA 5 was customizing your car and just playing with friends, I think. And just doing co-op missions with buddies. And this doesn't have any co-op. It's just one versus one or four versus four.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, it's, I don't know, it's a small thing to me, but I just think GTA Online beats them as far as online, because like, yeah, I said, you can, it's easier to be co-op and make co-op buddies in online than you can in Watch Dogs. And that's what I don't want to call it Watch Dogs, because it's funny, it's even technically it's Watch underscore Dogs, the official title if you look at it.
Well, yeah,
so I don't know, I agree, it's like I'm nitpicking on it, I don't hate it. Like I said, it's
it's just a letdown.
It is. It 100%. I agree with you. It is a letdown, and I'm really disappointed. You know, I had high hopes for the game. This is my first game from a PS4, and I was like, well, first retail thing, purchase for my PS4, and I feel let down. And I hope the next time they get it, they do it better. And you know, it has a real core to it, a better character. Maybe some customization, something. I mean, make money worthwhile. Don't make it worthless.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of PS4 and letdowns,
ugh.
How did you feel about the order being delayed from this holiday to early 2015?
In all honesty, I was at first upset, but now that I've had Watch Dogs, it's like, you know what? It's maybe because it needs some fine tuning. It could be a number of reasons.
Well, this game had Watch Dogs had fine tuning also.
Yeah, I know. but it's to me, I'm mixed with it, because I was never really hyped for it. They've not really shown anything. It looks good. Like, I've seen some of the recent trailers. It looks good, and I like how they one of the weapons they showed looked like a gun that shoots gas bullets. And you fill the room with like flammable gas, and then you set off the gas and you like blow up the room. I was like, that's kind of cool. All right. So at least that looks good. But I thought this was supposed to have a big werewolf focus. Like, where's the werewolves? Stop showing humans versus humans. Let's see these werewolves. I mean, isn't that your thing?
Is it?
I thought. I mean,
I think they are fighting something.
Yeah, sure, but I thought it could have sport what lycanthropian type creatures of,
or you could be vampires, or it could be like a mixture of both,
creatures of unnatural and supernatural origins and beginnings and powers and blarg.
I'm kind of curious, like, what is your PS4 game of the year then? Like, what I'm not sure what, as a PS4 owner,
shit,
and you didn't
at
play
this
Infamous.
Point, maybe Infamous 2. I've not played that yet, but I really want to play Infamous 2, and I'm afraid that may be the PS4 game of the year. I heard it wasn't terrible. I wasn't absolutely mind-blowing. I heard it's pretty good, though.
And yeah, it's probably better than Watch Dogs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm betting it's probably going to be better than Watch Dogs. I'm betting it's going to be better looking, and it's going to be more fun overall. And that was the thing that I was really looking forward to Watch Dogs. I didn't get it fun, but we're getting off on sidetrack. If not that, maybe... I don't know. As far as a PS4 thing, I was kind of looking forward to The Order. And what else got pushed back? There's a second game that got pushed back. I thought it was PS4.
Not recently. The Evil Within got delayed a few months. But
oh, yeah, that was
PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, that was it. But yeah, I thought like The Order could kind of... I hate saying, but redeem the PS4. And at this point, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. It seems kind of weird, but now even Plants vs. Zombie Garden Warfare, that's now going PS3, PS4 all of a sudden. It's like, maybe Sony's like, we need something to kind of give us some money so people will buy more of the console. But
I think they always said that was a timed exclusive. I want to say it? They always. This is like with Peggle 2.
Okay.
I think that and the Garden Warfare, they always said it was a timed thing.
Okay. Well, I hope so. But I don't know. At this point, it's like a PS4 exclusive Resogun?
When I read that, I was like, well, I'm definitely glad I didn't get a PS4 instead of Xbox One. Now, since at least we get Sunset Overdrive and maybe Halo Anniversary and a couple other things this year.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have that than Killzone and Infamous. Even though I would want to play Infamous, I wouldn't want to play Killzone at all.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind giving Killzone a shot. Pun in... Ha ha ha. I just don't know. It almost seems like this year could be the year of Microsoft as far as games. Because they have Titanfall. They have... at least had a good start with Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. They
had better launch games.
Yeah, they had the better launch games. I don't know. This could be, especially since they dropped down $100. You know, if I don't get the $1,200 I want for the computer I want to get, I just may get myself an Xbox One for like Black Friday or something, Cyber Monday probably, and just be like, there you go. Now I have a real next gen system that won't let me down again. That to me just seems like, except for Infamous 2, I've heard it's pretty good. Or Infamous First Son,
Second Son,
Third Son, whatever.
Second son, third child, series.
Four times removed of the family of weird superpowered origins, whatever.
I'm hoping Sony says something at E3 because I really do want an excuse to get a PS4. I hope they say surprise. You know, surprise Ratchet and Clank or, you know, something this year. They have to have a holiday game. I'm assuming The Order was their holiday game, but hopefully they have a plan B. It can't be The Last of Us. It can't delay The Last of Us, you know, collection.
Well, Rockstar, remember, Rockstar's got some sort of surprise thing for us, so maybe...
Yeah, The Agent is finally coming out.
I don't know. To get on E3 real quick, usually I'm not a fan of E3 at all. I really think it's dumb. I hate E3 as it is because it's usually just videos, and it was an event for the public. Now it's press only. It used to be a lot of demos like PAX Prime or even PAX East. Now it's nothing like, hey, look at this. Okay, now you looked at it. That's a possibility what it could look like in a year.
And actually, just go back to E3 and watch us real quick. I hope Ubisoft isn't tricking us with the Division, because I'm really, as you know, I'm really looking forward to that game. And if
you
they
just sent a shiver down my spine now, Vince.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm scared.
If they downgrade the Division, I would be.
Oh
really
my god!
Bummed.
Well, to me, here's the thing: it's like, what the hell happened to the gaming industry? To kind of go on a little tangent like that, like what happened to them with this? It's like, with Watch Dogs, yeah, it's gonna sell well, and that's gonna be the focus on. Oh, it sold really well because you.
Copy GTA.
Pretty much. I didn't want to say it this way, but this is my opinion. You sold a lie. You sold what was what everybody saw at E3, and that's what people bought, but that's not what you gave.
I think the hardcore people might have bought the E3 dream of Watch Dogs. I think the more casual.
I bought it for the potential and possibility.
Yeah.
And I think knew there's going to be downgrade and things like that. It's like, okay, GTA. That's fine, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right. It's like again, if GTA 5, PS4, buy Watch Dogs, hello, GTA 5 pre-order. It just seemed that's like what's been happening. Like, okay, how many different versions did they sell of Watch Dogs? Do you know?
It was every platform besides Wii U.
No, I mean like there are different editions. And did you see that? Like there was an actual fucking chart, a color-coded chart. Let's see.
Oh, I do know when I looked up outfits when I Googled it, because I want to see the pictures and then the video. The coolest looking outfits, and they have abilities, are pre-order only.
Okay, here's a... I'm going to send you just through... here's like the one thing. But I remember I was watching, and it was like an actual color chart, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's seriously what happens. Like, oh my god. That, to me, that makes no freaking sense whatsoever that they made that many different versions of the game. Okay, here's the thing. There is a co-op mode in the game, but it's for console and tablet. Using the profile Aiden Pierce, the console player can call for help, which connects a tablet player to the world. The tablet player has overhead grid view of the city near Aiden and can hack almost anywhere anything Aiden can to provide support, as well as assist the console player in invading the police. So, like, what you can do also with that is you can hack electronic signs, like your buddy, roommate, fiance, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever.
All those things?
Well, whatever. They can use their smartphone or tablet, and they can, I believe you can use a smartphone. You can change what the electronic signs say, like when Aiden's driving by it.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are using that for, like, memes and stuff. But, okay.
And actually, when you hack somebody, you can kind of follow them. Like, you have 5 minutes to start the hack. So really, someone could be in your game following you for 5 minutes at any moment, and you not know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I kind of wish there was a little more interactivity with that. Like, I kind of wish you could do something like, if you come in direct contact with Aiden, you know, that does something. And then it becomes a whole thing like, wait a minute, like if you get that, the closer you start off with Aiden, the stronger or the faster the hack is. And then it becomes a race against, wait a minute, who is closest to me right now, or was who made direct contact with me, or, you know, whatever. You know, play around with that. That's what I was kind of hoping for. But back to what I was originally talking about, there's 5 different special or collective or whatever editions.
Yeah.
DedSec, Vigilante, Uplay Exclusive, Uplay Digital Deluxe, and Special Edition. 5. Why do we need 5 different versions of the same game?
Yeah, I think some of the Batman games were pretty bad at that, too.
I mean, that's become like a thing nowadays. It's like, okay, why... You know, when you sell, and I apologize, this is just my opinion, when you sell a lie or a possibility or potential kind of thing, and it doesn't hold up to that, and then you got stuff that's like a $130 edition, and the game's just not worth that much money, no matter what you say, it's like, why did you even make that? You know, why does an $80 version of the game exist? It's just like, are you seriously, is like Ubisoft trying to go the EA route and just trying to get as much money as possible over this one particular game that may not do well yet, sold well, but may not see a lot of season passes being bought, or maybe a sequel won't pre-order as well.
Yeah. Cause you still have to please people. Look at movies, look at, X-Men 3, look at Spider-Man 3. They pissed off the friend. Look at Batman and Robin. They pissed off the franchise fans. Then the movie that came after them had to, like, earn them back. So just because Watch Dogs 1 does well, people could be pissed off at Watch Dogs 2. And then you have to make Watch Dogs 3 just to regain people.
Pretty much. I could not put it better myself. It's just basically people... I've not seen the reviews, but my review, if I had to give it a number kind of thing, 6 out of 10. And I wouldn't be too surprised if I saw a lot of legitimate reviews, you know, say those mediocre numbers and say, it's a meh game. Rent it. Don't buy it. And a lot of people are like, wow, this game that got, you know, hyped up, had a lot of marketing, was supposed to be a really great game, and it just not bombed, but didn't. It just wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. It was just meh. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're doing Watch Dogs 2. Uh-huh. So, how's Smite doing? They got another god coming out. And yeah, I put down, you know, over the years. And all of a sudden, it just becomes it's not even worth paying attention to. Because everybody's like, oh, I remember what you did with Watch Dogs. So, I'm not going to pay attention to Watch Dogs 2. Because I like having my money not go down the drain. If I'm going to piss it away, meh, I'll take out a couple of bills and I'll put it in the toilet while I take a leak.
I'd rather spend $60 on all the gods in Smite than $30 for this game.
And skins. all the gods and their skins.
Was it their skins?
No, it's just 30 and it's just their just all the gods.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it was 60, it'd better be all their skins.
Well, yeah. But I do have some good news for you as a PSP owner. Oh, not PSP, but a PS Plus. Do you have a PSP?
I'm going to get a PS Vita. I will.
All right, so the good news for you and fellow PS4 and PlayStation Plus owners is, so correct me if I'm wrong, Sony used to kind of like spread out their free games like week by week throughout the month, like depending on the platform and everything.
I think that's how it went. I'm not too sure. I
know on the Xbox, like the first 15 days is one game, and then the second 15 days of the month is another game.
Oh, no. I don't think it was anything like that. I think it was all just as soon as the first of the month came around, I think it was like, boom, there's all the games. And I know where you're going with that, and now there's going to be something different as far as numbers-wise. But I think as soon as the PS4 game out, then the PS3 games were out, and the PS Vita games were out that same day. I'm fairly sure. I'm like 92% sure.
Okay. Actually, reading the story, they used to. Sony used to do it on a week by week basis.
Oh, okay.
And now the first Tuesday of every month, they're just gonna give you all six games.
Woo!
And it's two for each platform. So two Vita, two PS3, two PS4 games. And for June on PS4, it's going to be Trine 2, the complete story, which I've kind of been a Trine fan. I would want to play that if I had a PS4 for free, but I wouldn't mind buying that either. And the other game is going to be Pixel Junk Shooter Ultimate. On PS3 is going to be NBA 2K14 and Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. And for Vita is going to be Mutant Muds Deluxe and Terraria.
Yeah, I used to call it Terraria. Terraria. It rolls a little bit better. Terraria.
So one game I would want to play, Trine 2. Man. But I mean, NBA 2K14, if I had that, I'd be kind of pissed. Like, oh, that'd be a great PS4 game, because it's probably the best looking next gen game right now. If you see someone play NBA 2K14 from like 10 feet away or like 6 feet away, you would think they're watching a real NBA game.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that is easily the best looking. And as far as the animation and everything about that is really next gen.
Right. I'm still like Trine 2. I know about Trine. I heard it was pretty good. I heard Trine 2 is pretty good. So that I'm definitely going to download. Pixel Junk Shooter, I've heard of it. I'm at least going to give it a shot. I mean, it's free. Why wouldn't I give a shot? And Sly Cooper, I've always heard that's always a good. I've never played a single Sly Cooper game, and now I get to finally play one. I'm really excited for that.
I don't know anything. I knew it has a turtle in a wheelchair.
It's supposed to be like one of the best like action platforming stealth games. Like that series is supposed to be amazing. Like they are even doing a movie. I think a Sly Cooper movie. It did so well. Mm-hmm. But it's like one of the best. Who's the developer? I almost want to say it's Insomniac Games or somebody. No.
It's the Infamous guys. I forgot their name.
Hold on. Let me see.
Is your hold on voice?
Yes. Hold on. So vamp. But it looks really cool. Especially since Sly Cooper's always been a very good thing. It is a. There's no thing here. I just see it's Sony. No, Sony. Don't tell me this. Hold on. I got to read the very fine print. And it's not telling me anything. You bastards. I hate you.
There's like some people probably like yelling at their screens.
I know. It's like, you moron. It's these people. It's Sucker Punch Productions.
It's Sucker Punch. Yeah, I just saw it too.
I literally just said, screw it, Sly Cooper developer. Sucker Punch Productions. Like, oh, yeah, it's Sucker Punch. Duh. I think I'm about to be sucker punched by somebody most likely after this. I'm sorry. I don't know names. But I've heard Sly Cooper, the games, because there's Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus, I think it was. Yeah. Sly 2. I want to say it was the name Sly Cooper 2 or something like that. And, of course, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. And I've never heard a bad thing about them. I've heard they're always pretty good.
They always seemed kiddie to me. But I never did Jack and Daxter either. And I never... I got into Ratchet and Clank late.
Yeah.
I didn't play that until, like, the first PS3 one.
The one thing I do remember is, like, with Ratchet and Clank, how, like, there was the one where Ratchet and Clank had different levels. Sly Cooper used that as well. It's like there was Sly who was like stealth and a little bit of kind of knocking people out of the staff. There was a hippo, I think, and he was like a brawler kind of thing. He was like a really strong and tough dude. And then there was the wheelchair-bound turtle, and he was supposed to be like he's a smart guy, so he was supposed to be more like strategic. And they had their own different levels. So, like, it's like three different genres in one almost.
I think a hippo is one of, like, top animals that kill humans.
Which they're kind of
crazy. Yeah.
They're vicious.
Yeah.
They're ornery.
I can't even imagine, like, being inside a thing's mouth. That is crazy.
Have you ever seen the tusks of those bastards?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, what
they're like an elephant and a pig had sex.
They are. Yeah. Well, like, okay, the movie Congo, like, I laughed just about everything in that thing except for the damn hippo scene. Even this day, that creeps me out.
I don't remember.
Oh, it's like a nighttime scene, and all of a sudden, it's like, what was that? All of a sudden, a jaws and fresh water comes out. It's like, holy hell! And it's like the hippos, because they're extremely territorial, and they can dive down deep. They just pop up, and a giant pair of tusks come at you and start tearing up the raft and trying to kill people. It's like, that was creepy. I mean, everybody can look at a shark, but wow, that's scary. You see those giant tusks that are like bigger than your torso. It's like, I'm boned.
Yeah, because they kind of have like a cow elephant vibe to them, so you don't think of them as like the thing that's going to murder you. But like that, and no, I get. And obviously, a rhino looks more threatening than a hippo, but a hippo will probably more likely kill you. I'm guessing. I wouldn't want to fight either one.
It's kind of like Godzilla versus, it's like Godzilla versus giant hippo. Ooh.
And our next story, kind of going back to E3, is that Respawn Entertainment says they're going to be bringing a new game mode and upcoming features. They're going to be announcing that in the next couple weeks. And they need a new game mode. Maybe a new game mode is actually team focused, will get me back into the game.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's still going to be like the version I want to get. I want to get the Titanfall version of Xbox One when I do get one. But you know, I want to make sure it's worthwhile to keep playing it. I'm not a big fan of like stagnant kind of stuff, and I like games that have a lot of different game modes. It's like, I'm tired of Deathmatch. I want to try this mode, so. Fingers crossed there will be a good, solid new mode.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, what could they do? Battlefield has, what was it called?
Well, wasn't there a mode that was taken out? I thought there was a mode that was taken out, and they're putting it back in.
No? Well, in the PC version, they took out Capture Flag and something else,
because
nobody was playing it.
Okay.
And they added it. I think they added it to like variety pack mode or whatever it's called. Battlefield 4 has obliteration. That's what it is. And that could work in Titanfall. And then basically, that once again, it's kind of like neutral bomb in Halo. And you're basically, it's a bomb in the middle. The two teams are going for it. And you want, you know, the most time with it. And at least that would have some teamwork, because you're like protecting the VIP and you're trying to, you know, take out their VIP and so on. So, I mean, that would be something different. It would still be fast and fun. They definitely need something.
Well, it'd make it really cool, too, especially if we did it. So it's like you have to have a Titan, because like maybe, or if you have a Titan, you can move the bomb around kind of thing. So like you're not just stuck defending it. Like it could become a mobile base of sorts, and you just have to protect that particular Titan. And maybe instead of, like, you don't want to destroy the Titan, maybe they'll make it so, like, you can disable the Titan now? Because if you blow up the Titan, you'll blow up the bomb or something?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some tight and futuristic stuff they could work in.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
Lightsabers.
Yes, lightsabers. And maybe they should speak to these next developers about it, which would be DICE, the Battlefield guys. Mm. The Battlefield Hardlines got leaked. And I think this is a real leak, because in the video they were calling it Omaha, and that was the project named EA. I think if this was some video they were going to show at E3, I think it'd be higher quality, and I think they wouldn't be calling it Project Omaha. I think this was actual like internal. But do you think that, or you think it was on purpose?
To me, it just when was it quote unquote leaked?
It was leaked this week, but EA came out and said that was like internal 6 months ago, and that the build that they have now looks way better, and we'll see it at E3.
It seems too coincidental with the release of Watch Dogs and upcoming E3 that all of a sudden a former video that wasn't even used. Okay, here's the thing. Why have, if you're going to have a better build, why have that video? And it's like, well we're not
because the video's
have...
6 months old.
I mean, why
it's a better build now? They could have showed it 6 months ago.
They did?
Yeah, they showed it 6 months ago internally.
Oh, I thought internally. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that changes a little bit. But the thing of it all is, it just to me, sometimes it's leaked just for the sake of preempting other things. You know, E3's coming up. And a lot of people are like, hey, there's a rock star coming up. Hey, look, this thing got quote-unquote leaked. Oh, no, look, I'm leaking everywhere. Oh, geez, somebody cover up the video.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Batsuit got leaked on purpose, but I don't think this. I think this got leaked on purpose. They wouldn't be calling it Omaha, and it would look better. As far as the quality of the video, it just looks like it's like, you know, 1080p or something. Not 1080p, I mean 180p or something.
I'm going to kind of agree, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. The whole thing is, because that's how they can legitimately say it was leaked, because it's a poor quality, you know, it's a lower resolution, so on and so forth, and it was a code name, and all of a sudden now it's like, well, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, here, we're making new Battlefield, and it's not going to be all army-based, and same thing, like how, remember Call of Duty, they're not doing army-based, they're doing like, what is it? The private military corporate, the PMCs? Yeah,
yeah.
PMCs.
Yeah.
They're doing
PMCs. It's
still
PMCs. Military, but yeah.
And the thing of it all is, I'd rather play this new Battlefield game, because this one looks like a lot of the good games are games that were kind of meh and made better. Like, to me, I see a little bit of Payday in there, but awesome Payday. And I see a lot of fun stuff, like the grappling hook. I'm like, ooh, okay, you have my attention. And how there's so much destruction, and how there's so many different modes, and how there's almost like the free roam driving thing. It's like, ooh, that just reeks of awesome team play, fun, and just chaos. It looks really cool, and which is basically like, okay, these games that kind of worked, we're going to kind of implement them in our game and make them better. It's like, where they messed up, we understand they messed up, and it's kind of blah, we're going to make it awesome. We're going to blow
it. Actually kind of got a Rainbow Six vibe a little bit.
Yes.
Too. And it was funny because one of the comments in the video I saw was the person was like, so Battlefield is going to have heist before GTA Online does? Because they still haven't added heist to that.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing I saw. It's like, ooh, you're going to make a heist mode. Ooh, Rockstar, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. When are heists going to come out? Because you have a next-gen game coming out, and they have a heist mode right now, and that's what they had 6 months ago. You have a problem, because someone could release a brand new game and have something that can make your game look really bad by comparison. Because all of a sudden it's like, hey, look, we have heist mode. GTA Online, hey, look, we have heist mode. Boo.
They kind of mishandled GTA 5 looking back at it. It's not even just like the slow rate of multiplayer DLC. It's weird there's been no single player DLC, because I didn't think those three guys' stories had ended. To me, like I said back when we were playing it, that felt like a season one of a TV show. That didn't feel like, you know, that didn't feel like the very beginning, middle, and end of their journey. So if I was at Rockstar, I would have been like, okay, every 3 months, we're going to release, you know, a new single player content. Kind of almost like what Telltale does. Like, we were going to have episodes every, you know, 3 or 4 months, or every 2 or 3 months, or whenever. I think they should. I would have been happy to pay another $30 and get, you know, 10 hour get 10 hour campaign with those guys, because I like the character and I like the world.
Right. I mean, that I kind of understand, but the thing is, what Rockstar, to me, good guy Rockstar is doing is no DLC, it's only updates. And I like that, the fact that it's doing updates. The problem with that is, I think I would almost, I would have been playing GTA Online a lot more, and I probably would have gotten a season pass had they have sped up their content and actually done it a lot faster, in which, rather than doing like an update every 2 or 3 months or something, they just kind of get to the point where it's like almost every month they could have they could have had something new every month coming out with a season pass of sorts. I mean, as much as they had, you know, with the beach bum, the high rise coming out, you know, I think if they would have had DLC and added money to it, I think they could have rushed it a little bit faster, because there would have been money behind it. And maybe that new content would have made GTA Online still matter. And I don't think it really does unless you're playing with buddies. I think I don't say casual, but the non-clan or teammate or gang or whatever player actually keeps playing GTA Online. It just feels like, meh, I'm going to play Titanfall, or I'm going to play Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I mean, and I sometimes get messages or texts from my 360 buddies, and they're like, hey, get on here and, you know, play with us poor guys, in a joking way, because they don't have an Xbox One yet. But and I was like, what game are we going to play? Well, we'll play GTA or Mass Effect 3 online. I was like, okay, Mass Effect 3 online. But, I don't mind going back to GTA Online. But, I mean, going back to Hardlines, I was excited for it. The only thing that kind of bummed me out, or was kind of like, eh, to me, is it coming out this year. Like, I don't think Battlefield needs to be an annual franchise. I don't think anything really needs to be an annual franchise. And I didn't think, but I was hoping Battlefront was this year. And there's no way it would release Hardline, another Battlefield, and Battlefront anywhere near each other. So I guess that means Battlefront is going to probably be holiday 2015.
No.
I mean, I'm just guessing, because they would save that for a holiday, and it's not going to be this holiday, so hopefully it's next holiday and not holiday 16.
I think that would work out better. I really don't want to see them rush this one, because to me, this would be the game to make them stand out from Titanfall and Call of Duty and so on and so forth. I think this is the game people have been wanting. I think it's the industry's been oversaturated with military combat and not, well, cops versus robbers. That was a big thing back in the day. Like with, I don't think there might have been a game that was either named or codenamed 25 to Life. I could be wrong, but there was,
APB.
APB, yep.
Payday keeps trying, but never really succeeds.
Not Payday. There was another game that was like online, team-based combat, like APB. Oh, what the hell was it called, though? I can't remember. But that was the thing, where a lot of people wanted cops versus robbers. Hell, look at, I don't know if you ever played it, but I love, there's a game called SWAT 4, and that was a game you could use paintball guns, and the paintballs were filled with pepper, like pepper spray. So it was a hilarious game to play, but it's a non-lethal way of taking down criminals. You could use the pepper ball gun, and they'd be incapacitated, and then you just go up and cuff them, or use a taser. And if you wanted to play it easier and lethal, you just went in guns blazing. But I think I had a co-op mode, which basically you could split up, where Team A was on the roof, Team B is the basement, and you can go through the house, basically sweeping it from bottom to top. And I think
Is this one of those like simulation type games? Is it like very?
It's realistic,
serious.
Yes.
Like, say one bullet in the knee and you're dead.
Yes, it gets very hardcore like that, in which basically peeking around corners is a big thing. Silencers is a really good thing. That's why like the paintball guns, they didn't make any noise. Disabling the power so you could use your night vision was a big thing. Stuff like that. It was it. really focused on basically you being like a team leader or whatnot. And there are times like you could actually switch to an outside teammate who's a sniper and use him to kind of mark targets outside and maybe take the shots if all of a sudden they had a hostage at gunpoint. And you could sync up so then the sniper take out the guy holding the hostage at gunpoint, and then you go in, do a breach and clear of the rest of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, if they can manage to mix in like the tactical aspects of SWAT and Rainbow Six and Counter-Strike and mix it in with Battlefield, like just the pure fun and teamwork of Battlefield, then it can be a really good and addicting game.
Yes.
And the game on stage showed her something different. It's not just team deathmatch and capture a flag. What they showed is, you know, is a little bit out of the norm and a little bit creative.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, to me, the reason why I'm psyched about it, it just seems like there's a lot of stuff for you to play. If you like driving around and have at least a semi-open world, there's going to be that racing, not racing, the vehicle combat mode, whatever that's going to be called. The single player looks really cool. It looks like they're talking about like they're really inspired by cop shows and things like that. And it looks like they did that. That kind of makes me go, ooh, that looks pretty well done. There's decent character growth and fun characters to kind of watch and enjoy.
It's weird because they mocap real actors' faces, like with L.A. Noire. Because I recognize a couple of those guys.
I think that was a great idea they did that, though, because, like I said, L.A. Noire, I mean, that was something that people loved about L.A. Noire, and it makes you embrace the characters because you can see their actual emotions. And to me, that's what you need with next gen. You've got this power. Use it. Let's see the visual prowess of these new systems.
Mm. Even if this one is last gen, too, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'll just probably be like a lower, I don't want to say lower resolution, but lower quality probably. Yeah.
I mean, but Battlefield 4 looks great. Battlefield 4 is still like the top, you know, 3-4 best looking games, even though it was last gen and next gen.
Right. Oh, the one thing I thought was really cool, like they're talking about gadgets and customization of your weapons. That is a huge thing for me. Like even just like to play around. I love how they say, you can use the grappling hooks anywhere, anytime. It's like, you just gave me a gamer boner right there. It's like so many people are like, I can use a grappling hook anywhere, anytime. It's like, so taking out camper hunting is that much more fun. I'm like, oh, dude, just, oh, I love you so much right now. I want you to have my babies. that's them saying, let them have fun. Just give them stuff.
This is what Battlefield's about. Play with
the game. Yeah. This is the game meant to be for fun. That's what video games are all about, for fun. And screw, you know, being realistic. Give them a grappling hook. You know, let them do fanboys. And like, hey, I've got my grappling hook. Why are you going to need a grappling hook? You'll see. You're never going to use it. Uh-uh. I'm going to use it. And you're going to thank me for it. And there are going to be people out there who will make that joke like that. It's a really weak reference, but fanboys kind of thing, in which basically it's like the one guy rings a grappling hook and everybody thanks him for it kind of thing. It's like, I finally get to use my grappling hook. Yay, I'm a part of the team.
Well, everyone will probably have a grappling hook in this.
Probably, especially with like all the zip lining you can do and all that kind of stuff. But still, it's like it makes me wonder, like with also the Battlefield destruction, like how there's that ring of explosives you can make. I'm like, ooh, that is going to be extremely awesome. That makes me like flashback to have like a nostalgia gasm over like Red Faction and Red Faction 2, where, hey, there's a door here. Well, I'm just going to blow a hole in the wall until I can get through the other side.
Yeah, I mean, with DICE and Battlefield in general, it's been like, here are the crazy tools, here are the vehicles, here are the weapons, you can customize them, here's your sandbox, go have fun. And that's one reason I've just liked Battlefield way more than Call of Duty and every other shooter out there. It's just because it's just a fun, silly, crazy, teamwork-driven sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't agree anymore. This, to me, if it was a PS4 game, this would be the game that would make it the year of PS4, or year of Sony, but it's going to be probably every system. And it'll be PC, Microsoft, it'll be Xbox One, and PS4. And Wii U, too, I bet.
It probably won't be Wii U.
No, it won't be.
It'll be PS3 and 360.
Wii U players can just act like, you know, like, hey, I'm playing too. You don't have the right controller.
I'm helping too.
And I'm glad Visceral is making the campaign and not DICE, because DICE is not good at campaigns.
No, I think you're in, like, you have millions of people just agree with you right now.
About what?
That Visceral doing it single player, thumbs up. DICE doing it, thumbs down. So Visceral needs to do it.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with that.
That's what I said. Millions of people disagreed with you.
Oh, these that disagree.
No, agreed
with you. Okay.
You gotta listen to me, Vince.
I was like, I'm trying to think, like, who out there loves DICE campaigns? No one loves DICE campaigns.
Okay, I think it's time to end this. We've gone on too much. We've been yakking ears off.
You've been yakking.
I've been yakking. Especially about Watch Dogs. Okay.
Game of the year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Digital High, you can easily find us every Friday at entertainmentfuse.com. For previous episodes of Digital High, you want to head on over to iTunes. And to get a hold of us, just simply go to Twitter. Just find us at @entertainfuse. Not Entertainment Fuse, just Entertain Fuse. If you want some more content like Let's Play or Co-op Let's Play Mondays and other little things like that, you want to head on over to our YouTube channel. Just look up the channel Entertainment Fuse Web. And of course, for Facebook, yay, Facebook, woo. Just, you can find us really easy on Facebook. I almost want to say, I think it's just facebook.com/entertainmentfuse, maybe. Not just do a search for us. We're right there. You just look up Entertainment Fuse and boom, we're on Entertainment, or we're on Facebook. My Twitter, the best way to get a hold of me is just @Aaron_GGF. If you go ahead and use Aaron space GGF, you're going to get a hold of me anyways, but not as quickly because I don't use that one like at all. So I still think that's hilarious. I found that I still own that. And of course, Vince, you have so many different social media things.
Yes.
Yes.
If they could add me in my gamer tag, that's really about it. I wouldn't mind playing with people. If they like Battlefield or Titanfall or, well, I guess that's about it.
If you want to do it, do now. It.
Assumed Killa. This one word, and it's Killa. K-I-L-L-A-A. I mean, K-I-L-L-A. No, not two A's. We have to change it to two A's.
But you go triple A, then you can be awesome.
I like double A, actually.
There you go. You got to change it all now. I'm going to find you and smite all over again. Vince, where are you? Mine is always something different. Usually like GGF Woofus or Woofus or all that kind of stuff. It's always different. Like on WildStar, you'll find me as Woofus. On Steam and PS3, 4, it'll be GGF Woofus. Yeah, it'll be GGF Woofus. So that's all mine. And that is it, I believe. Any last words, Vince?
No. Do I have to have one?
Have to have one. Come on, man.
I'm kind of excited for Edge of Tomorrow.
What's that one again with the one dude and
Tom Cruise
and
reliving the same day?
Traveling through time. Oh, Groundhog's Day, right? Bill Murray.
Yes, because that's the first.
It's Bill Murray.
And last he's and only kill, thing.
It's the sequel to Groundhog's Day. It's Groundhog's Day 2, the groundhog eating, and it's Groundhog Deaden.
You're the first person to make that connection.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Yes. I'm sure I'm the first person to compare Edge of Tomorrow with Groundhog's Day, with one guy being killed over and over and over and have to relive the same day over and over and over.
I wouldn't mind rewatching that, like, today or tomorrow. I haven't seen that forever.
Groundhog's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Love it. But I don't know. I keep pissing off people. I don't know if I want to have a final thing. I'm the mean king of gaming. I'm the cruel danger. What was it? Not cranky. Ornery? Mean?
Angry? Spicy.
Spicy?
You're very spicy.
Muy caliente.
This the ginger Spaniard? Is that what you are?
I am the ginger Spaniard. Olale. I'm sorry if I pissed any of you off, but it's too much fun to go do this. The muy caliente ginger is done. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Digital High, your source for gaming news and discussion. Digital High.